As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
All dried out from the weekend just to be soaked again because Thursday night it's here, baby.
You talking about from booze or you talking about from the weather?
I mean, both.
Okay.
And then Thursday, probably from the draft because everybody is just on pins and needles to see who's going 14th overall in the pick in the draft.
Who has that pick?
I couldn't tell you.
Could affect the entire shape of the draft for the Chiefs, 14th, though. You never know.
14th.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Cincinnati Bengals. I feel like that's probably where they're at. Am I wrong, or is that like where the Colts are?
Colts.
Is it?
Yep.
Hey. Dusty, all you do is talk baseball, but you know who gets the 14th pick in 2 shots. But the fans draft party is Thursday, April 24th at the Landing in Liberty, starting at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero.
Ted!
We'll be broadcasting live during the first round. Also tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. full draft show.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight here on 96.5 The Fan, the draft contest is back with a $965 cash prize, an autographed Juan Taylor helmet as well. 1 point for player drafted in the first round. 3 points if you get the right player on the right team. As Binkley mentioned earlier, you got 3 free spaces. Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter.
Top and none picks. Of those will go in that order. Yeah. Right?
Times are trading.
Make sure that your sheet is turned in prior to the first pick on the clock, and the entire fan staff will be in attendance. Just don't bother me when I'm eating my Ben Maller chicken fingers. But it is draft week, so we'd have the drafts of the shows. So today we start off where we go non-funny. It's not like food or snacks or, you know, seasons. We go with Brett Veach's picks. So we start in what? Do we want to start in 2017?
We start when he took over as general manager. 2018. Patrick Mahomes is not a quote unquote. As it is, it's not. John Dorsey was still the general
That's
manager.
That's Dorsey's pick.
The Veach truthers will argue that to the day you're dead, right?
So Bob gets the first pick. We will go snake. We'll do what? You want to do 4? You want to do 3? What do you want? You want to do 4?
It says the 3 best,
oh, 3.
Right?
Okay.
We'll go 3. Yeah, 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, 3.
I'll take the first pick, and I will go with Trent McDuffie.
Okay. Interesting pick. Love it. Is it me next? Okay, me
That's
next.
What it says.
That is what the order says. I will go another cornerback. I'll actually go Legarius Sneed. Ooh. I believe that was the 2019 or no, it was the 2020 draft. I just felt the defensive back and the defensive backfield was in need of something. He elongated the lifeline there for a long time.
Yeah, Legarius Sneed, 4th round pick in 2020.
It's a good pick.
Louisiana Tech. Okay. So no one's going to take Breland Speaks off the board yet.
No, okay, Cody's got him a little bit later on because Cody still talks about Breland Speaks.
I will take a next year pick from Legarius Sneed, the first overall pick for the Chiefs in the 2021 draft, your captain and your middle linebacker, Nick Bolton.
Bolton's a good pick, man.
Okay. Yep. Love it.
And then it's me again, right? That's how snake drafts work?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to type these in here so nobody has like the same thanks for listening type of draft pick here. So I'll go Bolton with mine, and then I'll go back-to-back picks. I'll go Creed Humphrey, same draft. You got your battery mate for your quarterback. You've got your lifelong center, the guy you should trust the most. Plenty of Super Bowl rings. Give me Creed Humphrey, who will eventually be in the Ring of Honor and quite possibly could be a future Hall of Famer in the NFL.
Love it. Yeah, I'll go a similar route there. Earlier on in his career, a lot to go. He will be suspended this year, FYI. But Rashee Rice is going to be my second draft pick. Mm-hmm. Completely rejuvenated a receiving room. Came in without him. They would not won a Super Bowl last year. Kind of becoming that number one option as a rookie. To do that, let alone as a rookie, let alone in a Chiefs offense, as a rookie is quite impressive. Rashee Rice.
So this is good because it's snake style. So we're only doing three rounds. So I get the next two picks and I'm done, right? And shockingly, everybody that I had on my list is still there except for Creed Humphrey. So I feel really good about this one. I'm taking Trey Smith with the second pick or my second pick in the second round. And I'm following that up with Xavier Worthy. So those are my picks.
Okay.
So Trey Smith with Xavier Worthy.
Nice.
Trey Smith was definitely on my board. We're having to kind of...
I think Trey Smith is probably, in my opinion, the best overall draft pick that Brett Veach has ever made based on where he was picked, what he's made, what he's accomplished, you know, where he's going right now. You don't get an all-pro, basically, left or right guard in the sixth round of an NFL draft. Obviously, the injury concerns and all of that stuff pushed him there, but the Chiefs still took him with that sixth round pick. And for me, that's arguably everything encompassed Brett Veach's best overall pick.
Yeah, sixth round pick being top five in his position is just great, unbelievable. Right? I don't care if he, the health concerns or not, they took a chance, and that has obviously paid off. You know, similar. The seventh round pick, Isaiah Pacheco. We're not all happy about him right now. No one's like, oh, yeah, Pacheco. But we've got to remember, this guy, when he's been healthy as a seventh round pick out of Toledo, has
Rutgers.
Been a top out of Rutgers. Who's Toledo? Who am I thinking
You're
of?
You're thinking Hunt. Of Hunt. It's Toledo,
thank you.
Holy Toledo is what they said when he fumbled the first handoff of his career in the NFL. Literally, it's what they said. And they never fumbled again.
But Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, he was a top 10, top 12 running back for around two seasons and helped catapult this Chiefs offense and kind of keep them grounded when they had receiver issues, when they had Kelce kind of getting a little slower. Pacheco's been there. I know last season people are a little bit waned off of him, but he'll win some people back this season.
Yeah, I look, the Pacheco thing, he's a seventh round running back. We've already gotten more than we could have ever bargained out of Isaiah Pacheco. If he never carries the ball again for the Kansas City Chiefs, never does one more thing for them, that draft pick is already paid off. A seventh round running back to basically be your star for 22 and 23? Hell yeah, man. Good. What a great pick.
Yeah, this one's kind of tough because I go between guys that are obviously no longer here anymore, but also were impactful draft picks by Brett Veach. So I'm kind of like torn on where to take this next pick. So I'm going to take Juan Thornhill.
That's a good pick.
I thought Juan Thornhill was kind of that, you know, man in waiting behind Tyrann Mathieu, who was like the original face to change the outlook of this defense that went from putrid to great. Juan Thornhill came in as a safety and was able to give you that sort of like, all right, Tyrann, like, we appreciate your time. There you go. And I think that's one of those things where it's like, it was a great pick in the second round for Juan Thornhill. I thought he did fine here. I was between him and Willie Gay because I thought Willie Gay, I would have taken Willie Gay, but Willie Gay obviously missed a lot of time missing games. But he was one of those guys last year that was one of those picks that gets, you know, maybe forgotten about. But you're all of a sudden like, man, I really wish Willie Gay was on this team. Obviously, he went to New Orleans and now he's, I believe, somewhere else even now.
I don't even know that he is anywhere else right now. Did he leave New Orleans? He only had a 1 year. I don't remember seeing him signing with anybody else. He may well have. I'm not following, you know, the.
And I guess I could have taken Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie, as Nick Schwartz used to call him. But George Karloftis was another one of mine that I could have put on that
Miami
list.
He's now with. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Best of luck. But yeah, those are our picks here in our Brett Veach favorite draft picks. I went Bolton, Humphrey, Thornhill. Mac went Sneed, Rashee Rice, Pacheco. Bob went McDuffie, Trey Smith, and Xavier Worthy.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good picks that this guy's made over the course of his career that people forget about. Derek Nnadi coming out in his first draft. I mean, that guy was a mainstay on the defensive line for the Chiefs, and he was a third-round pick back in 2018. Colin Saunders, I thought, is another really good draft pick by Brett Veach. Played good here and is playing well in New Orleans. And Nick Allegretti out of that same draft. You heard Binkley talk about him.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Allegretti is a starter for the Washington Commanders right now. Legarius Sneed, great pick. You mentioned that. Mike Dana, also in 2020 as a fifth-round draft pick, man.
Guys.
Like, Mike Dana is one of my favorite players on this team. You've got, obviously, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton, Karloftis. You've got Trent McDuffie. I mean, Jalen Watson.
One for me that sticks out.
Noah Gray's kind of going to be a quiet one. This could be a big year for him. They gave him that extra money last year, so
it's
they expect big things out of Noah Gray.
He could
right?
start for 10 other teams.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I think the problem with drafting a tight end here now is that everybody just assumes they're going to be the next Travis Kelce. If I was a tight end, I'd probably go, don't take me there. Yeah, I don't want to be the next Travis Kelce. I'll never be the next Travis Kelce.
Tony G and Kelce. Yeah, those are
right?
my comps.
Yeah, like those are that's who everybody's expecting to be kind of, you know, at the tight end position right now. And so they got some guys. They got Jared Wiley last year. Maybe he, you know, takes the next step forward and we'll see where he can go. But I mean, over the years, Brett Veach has done one hell of a job drafting. And really where Brett Veach gets a lot of the credit for drafting is when you're picking 31 or 32 every year for the last 5, 6, 7 years, you hardly ever have an opportunity to pick a real true first round talent. And they have figured this thing out. Brett Veach has mastered this draft.
Nobody had Hunter Norzad out of Penn State on
their
team.
No, Binkley did though. Binkley's texting in Norzad. Somebody say Norzad.
No one had Jalen Watson.
Watson, yeah.
Nazi Johnson, another one that was a sleeper pick there, and no one had Cornell Powell, unfortunately. So the camp hero in Cornell Powell that everyone wanted to see.
Always had hope.
Yeah,
everyone had hope. And it just, you know, it's like,
everybody loves that wide receiver guy that you've never heard of before in camp, right?
Well, we're getting back to the Justin Ross season.
Yes, we are. It's happening. Today's first day of, you know, phase one or phase two, I guess it is, where the guys can kind of come in and get their weights on and whatnot and start the on-field activities. Yep. And Justin Ross will, I'm sure, be part of this thing, and the hype train will get going.
Sky Moore's in the best shape of his life, Bob.
Who's that other guy that we always talked about? Out that play. Oh, Jody Fortson. Is he around?
Oh,
is he back this year?
Don't get my brother started on Jody Fortson.
Oh, big fan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Loves him some Jody, huh?
So Karlaftis is a draft snub, I would say, is the only one, in my opinion.
How about that? George Karlaftis, a first-round pick. We selected 9 players, and not one of us went with George Karlaftis.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be my next pick, personally, but...
Who would be your next pick?
I mean, honestly, Gay, Chenal... I could make an argument Chenal's for Noah Gray.
Pick, yeah.
I think Josh Williams is a good pick. But yeah, I think in that road, I think George Karlaftis is
really... Karlaftis is second most in franchise history with playoff sacks, only behind Frank Clark.
Only behind Frank Clark, yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's like third all-time or something.
Both guys been here for a combined 5.5 years.
Nuts.
Well, didn't get a lot of playoff success back in the day.
No.
All right, Matt, get into one word.
One word. We'll start with the draft and then end with the draft. So here we go. One word on draft week.
Exciting.
Beginning.
Yeah,
it's a new start. You know, you obviously have the stories from last year. Where do teams fix their team moving forward? Obviously, all we will see on draft night when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, if we're still awake, because that thing's just going to milk itself out. They'll be like, well, last year in the Super Bowl, you know, Mel Kiper, last year in the Super Bowl, you know, they were really bad on the left tackle. I think they got to go tackle here. They also don't have a lot of defensive help on the defensive side of the tackle. They could go there as well. And don't be surprised if they trade up or trade back. So you got it all covered, Mel.
Sure do.
And there's VIP on TV.
Yep.
Beginning would be the one word I would describe.
Gotcha. Yeah, mine would be on that same note. Finally, we get to be done with this and begin. Let's go.
It's one of the greatest sporting events of the year. Top three.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One word. We'll get to the Royals here. One word on Easter yesterday.
Candy.
A lot of candy.
Joyful. I mean, you know, I get to do a lot of stuff with family, like go to church, see everybody that I haven't seen in a while, talk to people, see family as well. It was a joyful day. It was a fun Easter weekend to like talk to people and get to see people that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. Easter was very refreshing.
I didn't really eat any candy.
Oh, my mother, my wife, my mother-in-law, just bags of Reese's peanut butter cups. Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, it's
trying to get me
traps.
Fat again.
Yeah.
This is why I couldn't achieve at West Point, Pam. All the damn candy you're feeding me.
Just go to Target and all those places. See, they have the half-price candy day on sale.
Well, that's what Jen said. She's going to go half-price candy shopping today. But kids seem to get Valentine's candy for Easter a lot.
But they're on to us because now they put the sales like 2 days before the holiday, so they get the people out of there before they can. Because you know all the Mother's Day stuff's coming out now.
That's true.
You go to Target. You go to
yes.
Oh, May 10th or May 11th. One of those 2 days.
Oh yeah, that is quick, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, we're 3 weeks away
this
from Mother's Day.
This is the last full week of April, dude.
Yeah.
Like it's over.
Yeah.
One thing that's not over yet is this Royals season. Contrary to some of the texture's beliefs, one word on the Royals weekend. I'll count that.
Disappointing.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Just sad.
Went 6-game losing streak.
They didn't have their 6-game losing streak till September of last year.
Tough. But again, at least you won enough games before that. At least you have some sort of pitching to balance out your atrocious offense. But it was still a disappointing weekend because, I mean, you had to take three out of four against Detroit, just to have some, you know, keep people from putting in the text line, yawn. Like somebody text in a full word, yawn, with seven N's on the end, because people are just absolutely, like people say, yeah, you need to match Binks' energy on the draft. We told you this was going to happen. If they don't win three out of four, at least go 500 against Detroit, half the city's done.
Yeah, no, so it's not about whether or not they're still alive for the playoffs. They very much are.
Of course.
It's the fact of keeping the interest of fans, man. Like, this isn't 1982 all over again where you only have baseball to watch at night. You don't put a good product out there. People don't feel like it's exciting to watch. They move on, and now you have to work double to get those fans back. That's just the way it is. That's human nature, man.
People would rather watch Mel Kiper right now on Tuesday night from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock than watch the Kansas City Royals play the Colorado Rockies.
That's true. That's where they are right now, and that's their own doing. You know, you had that opportunity. You had a big 10-day stretch against the three arguably biggest competitors in the American League. You showed you're not quite ready to compete with the Yankees, the Tigers, and the Indians right now. You had 2-8 in that 10-game stretch.
Or you can go back and watch WrestleMania. There's two nights. And you can go see Liv Morgan.
Yeah, there you go.
Just don't show Jay Binkley who Liv Morgan is, because he'll have a new top five.
Hell, will he?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. One word on the NBA playoffs. First weekend, Bob, were the blinds closed?
Well, how many ends was in that yawn?
Seven.
I got eight. Nine, 10, 11, 12.
Kind of
a lot of blowouts. Only one game was close, right?
No, it's
that,
I mean,
Clippers game.
Clippers game was really close, and the Nuggets, or not Nuggets, Pistons, Knicks.
Oh yeah, okay,
was really good overtime.
Nuggets game was kind of close until like the last 4 minutes.
Yeah,
and then your boy went off with a quadruple double.
I saw somebody suggest the other day.
You don't want to bring in.
Oh my God!
You don't want to bring in the quadruple double. I don't know what that is.
That is the draft binder, ladies and gentlemen, from one Mitch Holthus.
That's a draft Bible right there.
Look at that thing. Can you see it on the camera? Can you see that thing? Can you hold that up?
A little more to your right, Bob. There. Yeah, there it is. That's beautiful.
I mean, look how thick that thing is.
Are we starting with Genesis or Exodus on that draft Bible?
That's big. I mean, that thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thing is, that may be the biggest one yet.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.